Chapter 10. In Mason's Office. Julie decided to try to get into Mason's office while he was having lunch. I must be sure that he isn't in his office, Julie thought. She called the reception desk and asked to speak to the manager. But Mason wasn't there. He was at lunch. Good, Julie thought. Now I have to get into Mason's office when the receptionist isn't in the lobby. Julie waited a few minutes and then called the reception again. This time, she spoke in the voice of an elderly woman.
I'm speaking from room 119. The shower is broken and there's water everywhere, she said. Please help me, now.
Okay, said the receptionist. I'll be there in a few minutes. Julie quickly ran to the lobby and waited until the receptionist left the lobby. Now the reception area was empty. Julie quickly walked into Mason's office and closed the door. Julie knew she must be quick because Mason could return at any time. She began to open Mason's drawers and cupboards. She looked on his desk, between his papers, but she couldn't see anything suspicious. Julie looked behind pictures on the walls, on top of the lamp, under the carpet. She was beginning to feel like a detective in a mystery novel. Julie moved to the bookshelf and began looking in books between the pages. She moved the hotel address book and a piece of paper fell out. She picked it up and looked at it. It was a map of the nature reserve. The waterhole was in the centre and nearby was an area marked cave. Julie had the feeling that this was an important piece of information. She looked at the four TV screens on the wall. One of them showed a door of a hotel bedroom. There was something familiar about the door. Julie stared in amazement at the number on the door. That was her room. Mason was spying on her. He could see when she left the room and when she came back to it. But why? Suddenly, on another TV screen, she saw Mason walking into the lobby. He was walking towards his office. Julie began to panic. There was no time to escape. On the screen, she watched Mason approach the door of his office. Then the receptionist appeared and said something to him. He stopped, turned around, and walked towards the receptionist. They began to talk. Julie imagined she was telling him about the broken shower in room 119. This was her opportunity to escape, and there was no time to lose. Julie looked around her. There was only one way out, through the window. She took the map and jumped from the window. She landed outside Mason's office, in front of the car park. Luckily, there was nobody there. She was out, and now she had a plan. Julie returned to her room and had a shower. At 4:30 p.m., she was in the lobby waiting for the bus to Nairobi. There were many tourists waiting with her. Mason came out of his office to say goodbye to the guests. He didn't look at Julie, so she decided to speak to him. He mustn't know that she knew the truth about the policeman on the phone. She approached him and said, "Goodbye, Mr. Mason." Mason nodded his head, but he didn't say anything to her. Then the bus driver came, and everyone began to carry their bags onto the bus, saying goodbye to those staying behind, exchanging phone numbers, photos, and experiences from their safari. This was the moment Julie was waiting for. When nobody could see her, She quietly walked behind the bus and stood behind a tree. Finally, the bus left. Julie stayed behind the tree for a long time. She waited until there was nobody nearby, and then she walked into the nature reserve with her bag on her back.